Everyone, we are in Siman Tav Tzadi Gimel. We are still up to Siv Gimel. We are in the middle of discussing the big machlokas about the different minhagim about Sfiras HaOmer, and we discussed that there are many, many minhagim. Okay, some do add to Lag BaOmer, the Machabra, Lad BaOmer, and we saw the other minhagim that are based on the Medrash that there was 33 days that Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died all between Pesach and Atzeres. Okay, it's from Pesach to Atzeres, but there was only 33 days amongst those days that they died, and how to mechayik those 33 days. And there's a lot of different minhagim, including Rosh Chodesh Iyar, not including Rosh Chodesh Iyar, up to Rosh Chodesh Sivan, not including Rosh Chodesh Sivan, or just up to the three Shloshim Yimei Hagbalah. And starting after Rosh Chodesh Iyar, all the different minhagim are based on, you have to get to the count of 33, but it depends on where you want to put these 33. That's a machlokas on where to put the actual 33. Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Igrish Mosa, Simen Kuf Nun Tes, he fleshes out that these are the Netznot Nekudas Machlokas between the two different Minhagim. Is it that we hold that they died up until Lag or Lad according to the Mechaber? Again, afterwards they stopped dying. That's the Makor of the first opinion, at least according to the Gra, he says. And then afterwards, the ones that hold from Rosh Chodesh Iyar, or after Rosh Chodesh Iyar, all the way till Shavuos, Avir Shavuos, or Shloshes Mi'agbalah, that's all that they held like this Medrash, that it's 33 days, but these 33 days are basically, they didn't die the days that we don't say Tachnun, but we celebrate these 33 days on these days. So, then based on that, Rav Moshe, he fleshes out these reasons, the Machlokes, and then he discusses a couple different things. Number one, he discusses about getting married. This one's a chelak aleph siman kufnun tes. He discusses when you're allowed to get married. And he says, since the Ramah said the accepted minhag is, like we read in the beginning of Siv Gimel, right? The Ramah wrote, Maharbe Makomos Noagini Stopper Ad Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Okay, and therefore he says, he's about to say it's even more so, you can get married up until Rosh Chodesh Iyar. He says that is going to be fine for those who are keep that minhag. We discussed, if you have the other minhag, you can still go to the wedding and stuff like that. And he says, though, then he also says, those who keep the first half, so then they really get married after Lag BaOmer. And he says, "B'shas chag gadol." His last words of the tshuva, "Yesh gam l'Ashkenazim lahatir Lag BaOmer ve'elach kiabach." Okay, so therefore, that's where we have different minhagim. People get married here, and people get married there, depending on the different minhagim. But that's a question of itself. The Ramah says you're not supposed to have different minhagim. The Ramah tells us beferish over here at the end of Siv Gimel. He says, "V'lo yinago bir achas miksas minagzeh miksas minagzeh." You're not supposed to keep what in one city some do like this and some do like this. Mishum lotis go to do. We have a concept lotis go to. You're not supposed to do different things in the same place. It's near like the Torah. There's two different Torahs, and it causes machlokas. V'kol shekein she'en linog heter b'shtem. And for sure, to cut off both sides and say to be knowing heter until Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and then to be knowing heter at the Lag BaOmer, that is for sure no good. But that is what the Ramah writes over. Not that really there's a problem of Lotis Koda. This Ramosha really is the Shiloh over here in Chilak Aleph, Simon Kufnan Tess, about in America we see people doing different minhagim, and this Ramosha develops that basically because in America became a melting pot of all different minhagim. People come from different places, and they went to Poland and Russia and different places in Europe and the Sephardim and all these things, that there was no minhag in New York and Brooklyn and wherever you are, there was no minhag. Therefore, there's no problem with Lotis Kod because there was no accepted minhag at all in America to do one way. So therefore, he says, basically in America, and for that matter, basically about any big city that's around, even in Eretz Yisrael, then there's not going to be a problem with Lotis Kod to do. Okay, so that's what Ramosha develops over here, that all the big cities, that there's no problem of Lotis Kod to do. And then it gets into another shiloh. What about you're personally, okay, so now everyone's allowed to have different, some keep until Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and they keep the second half, okay, and some do the first half, and then they have to Lag BaOmer, they're Noeg L'Kula, some do like Darizal the whole time. So what about someone personally, could they switch minhagim from year to year? So obviously you can't switch in the middle of the year, say at the beginning I'm going to keep the second half. So I make all to Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and after Lag BaOmer I'm going to change my mind. That's obviously no good L'Kulei Alma. But what about one year, can I keep the first half, and the next year I keep the second half? So actually the Chasim Sofer, the Minchas Yitzchak, our Meikol, they say you could switch from different minhag to different minhag. Rav Moshe, once again, in this tshuva, he first develops that within, as we saw before, within each side of the machlokas, there are many different minhagim. There are many different small minhagim. He says that you could switch. If you normally hold like the first days, okay, you could go within the minhagim in the first days, you could switch minhagim. And within the minhagim in the second days, you used to keep also Rosh Chodesh. And next year you want to say, no, I'm not going to keep Rosh Chodesh and I'll be Mekel till Shosh Me'agbala. He says that you're allowed to do because it's all really, really one minhag within, but to switch from one minhag to the absolutely other side of the minhag, he first says that should be Aser. But then he brings a Bach, and he brings a Bach, and he says the Bach disagrees with the Gra, and he says really everything's really one minhag. No one really holds that Tamidi Rabbi Kiva died, Tamidi Rabbi Kiva stopped dying on Lag BaOmer. Okay? Everyone agrees that it went the whole time. It just, where do you put the 33 days? So he disagrees with the whole thing. He holds really everything is one big minhag, and therefore it's just different Deyas within this minhag. So once Rav Moshe brings his Bach, he says like there was only 33 days that you didn't die. Okay, that's what the Bach is claiming. That oh, there was 33 days they didn't die. They didn't say Tachlin. Where to put these 33 days? The ones that say the first, the you keep all the first days. They didn't say that we're going to start from the beginning of Sfira, the second day of Pesach, and go till Lag or Lag BaOmer. That's all really the same minhag. No one's saying that that's the day to die. The reason why Lag BaOmer is a big day is because of Rashbi or because of the Gra, because that's when Mesei Midbar stopped dying. But it's not because Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died. It's not stopped dying. That's not why Lag BaOmer is a big day, says the Bach. It's really, there's no difference in terms of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. They stopped, they died the whole time until Atzeres. Okay, so this first minhag is really like, oh, no, not Lag BaOmer, they didn't die also. Lag BaOmer, Lechor, they didn't die also. But really, it's all one big minhag. After the Rav Moshe brings down this Bach, he says, since all these things are only derabanan anyways, so you can rely on this Bach, and even within even for a single person, he can switch minhagim from year to year. Okay, that's what Rav Moshe writes in the Maskan, and that's why some people are makel, they'll switch from year to year. And therefore, let's say, you know you're having a wedding, you know you're going to a wedding on, I don't know, on 2 days before Rosh Chodesh Iyar, so that person, he wants to shave for the wedding, so great, he could take upon himself the second days of Svira. That year, the next year, he has a wedding after Lag BaOmer, he could take on the first days of Svira, and then he could be fine for those things as long as he prepares ahead of time, as long as he does not makel on both sides of Svira Saomer. The Mishnah Berurah also points out you could choose basically any minhag. He doesn't say you go from minhag to minhag, but the end of Sifkat and Yudzayin, he says, Mikol Makom. So if you know there is a specific minhag in that city, then it is not good. But if there is going to be a specific minhag in that city, then he is going to have to take on that specific minhag of that city. Okay? So that's in terms of this. Obviously, anyone who takes on the Arizal, this all doesn't matter because he holds you can't shave from now the whole time. Okay, we'll get to the minhag Arizal once again in a couple of minutes. I want to talk a little bit more about that. But also, the minhag Yerushalayim here, according to Marina Rabbeinu of Nevitzal, is to keep both sides anyways. You're just making Lag BaOmer, then you could shave, but you're going to keep both sides anyways, so there's no changing minhagim anyways in terms of here in Yerushalayim. Minhag Yerushalayim. No, I'm not. Okay, so that is Minhag Yerushalayim, and going back to the Minhag of the Ari once again. We're going back to the Minhag of the Ari. He writes that, once again, you cannot get a haircut from the whole time. There's a lot of din Kabbalah besides the fact that Rabbi Kiva Talmidim died during this whole time. It has to be Albi Kabbalah because what Arizal does allow is also that the Rosh Yeshiva is the last, and number one, he took his son himself on Lag BaOmer. It's brought down in the Rav Chaim Vital Sefer that he brought his own son on Lag BaOmer to do a schalaka by the kever of Rashbi, which is why the minhag is so mufursam nowadays to do that by the children. And number two is he allowed getting married during this time, not the whole time. Okay, but there were certain periods of time where the Arizal, I forgot if the first part or the second part, then he would allow you to get married, just not shaving. With just a din of shaving, something I'll pick a bubble about shaving. Dafka, there's a din of hair during this time. He's born shaving during this time. Okay, so that is a lot of the minhagim. As I said at the beginning, it's very, very complicated, but that is what's going on over here. And therefore, you see that everyone has different minhagim nowadays, because after World War II, we all got to become a Mishkel Babel. Most places are a melting pot of so many different Jews that almost nowhere do you have a set minhag that everyone goes ahead and follows. One more aro over before doing the last halacha, and that is what's coming up right now before Shavuos. At the end of Sivkot and Tezvavi discusses about the Shlosh Zibi Agbalu, which are coming up in terms of that. The end of Tezvavi says like this, Kilas Kedosha Vilna, Shinogi Isser Yom Rishon Rosh Chodesh Iyar Ad Gimel Sivan Biboker. Until from Rosh Chodesh Iyar until Gimel Sivan, because Gimel Sivan starts the Shloshes Yimei Agbalu, 3 days of preparation before Matan Torah. Milvad Balag Bomer Nogim Baheter, Vyesh Makoma Shinogim Akal Rak Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Ubulag Baomer, Umar Rosh Chodesh Sivan Ad Shavuos. Some are making all the way from Rosh Chidash Chodesh Sivan Ad Shavuos. The meaning over here also in Yerushalayim, even though we ask for both sides, according to them, so he says, B'shlosh Yimei Agbala, one can also be Mekel. Now this year, what happens is Shlosh Yimei Agbala falls out on Sunday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Shlosh Yimei Agbala. Tuesday night, Wednesday is Shavuos. So now you run into the same problem that we have, or not a problem, that we have when the first day to shave is on Sunday. Do you shave on Sunday? Or now maybe you could go back and shave on Erev Shabbos. So someone claimed that this din over here is not going to be true. Over there, where the din is, remember the exact chiluk over there, they matted over there. Over here, they were more machmer. But over here, Marina Rabbeinu Nevesel says it again. Okay, he allows you to do it. However, over here, you run into another problem. Because if you go, are makbid, to go ahead and not shave, and so you go out and shave on Friday, so now it's Friday is Rosh Chodesh. And then you run into the problem of there's one of the tzava of Rav Yehuda Chassid is not to shave on Rosh Chodesh. So over here, Rav Nevesel is mechalik between what's the difference between someone who is makbid on tzavas Rav Yehuda Chassid and not makbid on tzavas Rav Yehuda Chassid. Says Marin Rabbeinu Rav Nevesel. Hamakbidim be'inyan zeh. Kitzavas Rabbi Yehuda Chassid b'chol hashana. Someone who's makud and tzavas Rabbi Yehuda Chassid all year round. Kedisa b'simen reish samas likadim zayin. Yam tino gam b'rosh chodesh sivan. He should not do it also rosh chodesh sivan. Al asha yamim rabbi lamel shalo yistapru. U'mistapru l'chvod rego mikomakum yistapru rach al-chori rosh chodesh. He should only do it after Rosh Chodesh. So he said the same thing over here this year. Really, you could be allowed to be a shave on Erev Shabbos this year. But since it falls out, Shlosh Yimei Agbala falls out on Sunday. But if you're makbid on Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, he says, don't fall shave on Erev Shabbos. You would only wait till after Shabbos to go ahead and shave. You would not be allowed to do Thursday either. Okay, but someone who's not makbid on Shabbos Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. But by the way, Marina Rabbi Nevesel does not sound like one is chayiv to take on Tzavas Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. But someone who was makbid wouldn't shave on Friday. He would not wait till Sunday or Monday to go ahead and shave Erev Shavuos. But someone who's not makbid on Tzavas Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, then he can go ahead and shave on Erev Rosh Chodesh.
What is the reason of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid not shaving?
So that is, we see over here in Siv Gimel. Let's move on to the last Siv over Siv Dal, which is an interesting halacha that also, people never heard of. We'll see why that is. Nagu anoshim shelo lasos malacha mipesach adatzeres mishkiya sachama vehilach. There's a minag that women don't do malacha from Pesach adatzeres, being during Sfiras HaOmer, from shkiya sachama until afterwards. That's what the Mechaber brings down over here. So that which we say about women, says the Mishnah Berurah, hu adin anashim. And Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Miyudchas, he says, hu adin anashim, that you're there also are part of the thing not to do malacha from shkia until what's the reason for such a din of not doing malacha? So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Miyudchas, two reasons. Hatam shenikbru achar shkia sachama. One reason is that this is a time of kvura, that they were actually doing kvura from shkiyas hachama ve'elach, and therefore the whole am was batal mimalach. V'yesh otam b'tor, the Torah brings another reason, l'fisha az man sfir, so it's not connected to the am mimavatal because they were doing kvura, rather because this is the zman of sfir sa'omer. Okay, and therefore, what is the nafkamina between the two times? Okay, he says, "Uba Omer Ksiv Shabbos Shabbos is Moshin Shvus." The Ainu is Bizman of Sfira. Yesh Lishmos Malacha time of Sfira. One should be Shavas Malacha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Fi time Zeh and Afkamina." Two different reasons. Achar she Safar Mutar take off Malacha. According to the second reason, once you did your Mekayim your Mitzvah Sfiras Omer, you'll be allowed to do Malacha. Even those who are Makbid at Sfiras Omer. By the way, the Piskei Shavuos brings down that I believe the minhag is in every place that people do malacha over here, and therefore this is as nagu shelo lasos. Our minhag is to do, and therefore most people do malacha. But even those who are machmer and malacha, number one, you can be makel for the reason of siras omer. So even if those are machmer, malacha is not really considered malacha like turning on lights like this. It's only malacha that is mumushechet, something that I don't know, someone sewing a beget, or back in the day doing laundry was something that would take a long time. That's what it's talking about, malacha. But anything that happens very quickly, then people are makel on doing malacha. In Lechora, the minhag seems to be that we are makel. And for sure, if someone comes to Sira, even if he cancels the Tanai, then for sure he can be makel on or all malacha at this time, like the second reason brought down in the Mishnah Berurah for today. What?